For many kids in Michigan, summertime means camp. Whether it's day camp or, if you're lucky, sleepaway camp, kids can get to step away from their usual routines, get outdoors. All too often, those usual routines involve staring at some sort of a screen. The Michigan DNR and Michigan Recreation and Park Association have decided it isn't just our children who need a healthy dose of summertime outdoor fun. Adults are just as much in need of ditching their smartphones and tablets and laptops and getting reacquainted with Mother Nature. So the DNR and MRPA have created summer camp for adults called Camp Kid Again. Stephanie Wirtz is with the Outdoor Recreation and Event Coordinator for Saginaw County. Camp K-I-T-I-G-I-N, Kid Again. That's a great name, Stephanie. Just what is this camp?
Camp Kid Again is a chance for adults to get outside and be a kid again. We're going to have this camp, and it, like you said, it is going to be screen-free. So what we're doing is trying to get people outside and reacquainted with nature and away from the smartphones and tablets and laptops and things like that.
So you are really literally opening up YMCA's Camp Timbers in West Branch for a couple of weekends in August and September. Adults, and the idea is keep your smartphone. What, are you going to take them away? I think it's hilarious. It's great. It's badly needed.
It is, actually. I'm guilty myself. I'm very much looking forward to this. What we're actually going to do is recommend that they leave them behind in their vehicles in, at home, however they want to do that. And then what we'll do is when people get there, what people do nowadays is document things.
Yeah.
And we're going to still provide that opportunity to document things. We are going to provide you with a journal and a disposable camera. So you can still take your pictures. You can still write about what you want to write about. But we'll just be doing it kind of old school instead of updating our Facebook or taking pictures with our smartphones, things like that. So we're going to kind of do different things to kind of get back to the way it used to be.
And what kinds of activities will be offered?
Oh, we have lots of things that are going to be offered up there. We have fishing, kayaking. There's opportunities for hikes, campfires, zip lining. There's beach volleyball, other kinds of sporting activities. Just whatever kids do at camp, the adults are going to have that same opportunity.
I am interested. Are you getting inquiries from singles or are couples saying, hey, honey, let's go do this camp weekend?
It's actually a little bit of both. We've had people contact us that, you know, they're couples or groups of friends that want to get away. We've also had, you know, groups of women that want to get together and get away. We've had groups of men. It's just kind of, it's been a mix. A lot of people have shown a lot of interest in it, which is very good for us because, you know, we want to get people outside and we want to get them excited about being outside again. So,
well,
that's a perfect way to do it.
One thing I doubt you hear from the children, but you probably will be hearing from adults. What are the cabins like? What are the sleeping accommodations like?
Yep. Well, at Camp Timbers, they have separate cabins. The cabins sleep 10 campers, and there are male cabins and there are female cabins. We don't discourage sneaking out after hours, so you can do that. but there will be cabins available, and, you know, it's like you would when you were at summer camp. You'd bring your sheets and you bring everything that you need for your camp, and when you walk into your cabin, you have a bed, and that's about it. So you bring everything you need for camp, and, it's going to be a lot of fun. Camp Timbers is a phenomenal facility. If anybody hasn't been there, you should check it out online or call the YMCA and see if you can get a chance to go check it out. Because, I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful facility.
What are the rewards, do you think, or what do you hope people will get out of a few days of zip lining and swimming and kayaking and not smartphoning everything and being on their laptops?
Yeah. Well, what I'm hoping is that people can take that chance to reconnect with nature and look at how wonderful Michigan is. I mean, the DNR has many, many wonderful state parks. MRPA is their member organizations have many, many different places that you can go to enjoy the outdoors. And sometimes we get so busy that we forget about what's actually out there and how beautiful our state really is and how much it has to offer. And so I'm hoping that by getting out there and getting people into this camp that they'll kind of remember, you know, what the state is all about and what our natural resources really have to provide for them.
And I trust there will be campfire songs?
Absolutely.
Stephanie Wirtz is with the Saginaw County Parks and Recreation Department. Camp Kittigan is happening August 15th through the 17th, and again, September 12th to the 14th at the YMCA Camp Timbers in West Branch. Registration for Camp Kittigan is $200, and the proceeds help fund youth athletic programs all throughout Michigan. Stephanie, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Yep, thank you so much.